Thank you, Sam. Our final set of news stories begin with a cash boost for a sight loss group and conclude with a good news story about some penguin chicks. A sight loss organisation has been given a boost after being selected for a fundraising campaign. The Tavram Lions Club has chosen Vision Norfolk as a beneficiary of its 2024 fundraising activities. The group has already received a £500 donation from the Lions, raised through their various activities such as managing a car park for Norwich City home games, summer barbecues and a Christmas Santa float. Sue Howes, the president of Tavram Lions, handed over a cheque to Erin Snell, the community fundraising officer at Vision Norfolk, during a visit to the charity's Norwich hub. Ms. Snell said, "We are entirely reliant on the generosity of the people of Norfolk to be able to deliver all of our services, from supporting local people to live independently at home, via our team of community outreach workers, to specialised support for vision-impaired young people and their families, and a wide-ranging programme of activities aimed at tackling the social isolation which can result from sight loss. We are very grateful to Tavram Lions for choosing Vision Norfolk to be one of the beneficiaries of their amazing fundraising programme."
A science teacher has praised four of his students as they booked their place in the national finals of an F1 competition. The contest, in which students had to design a Formula One car, including team names and branding, held its regional finals earlier this month. Dynasty, a team of four Year 11 pupils at Thorpe St Andrews School, began their project in March last year. The team are Caleb Asamoah, Nathan Becker, Toby Blythe and Matthew Meston. Alex Hurd, a science teacher at the school who leads the project, said, "I'm incredibly proud. I expected them to do well, but I did not expect them to do as well as they did. I didn't think it would be as slick and polished as it ended up being. The regional competition was good fun. There were some very good competitive teams. Our car wasn't the fastest, but it did win the Best Engineered prize, and I think that overall package is what tipped the balance in our favour."
A heritage railway has won a prestigious national award ahead of its new season. The North Norfolk Railway has announced its success at this year's Heritage Railway Association Awards, which were held in Newcastle. The Poppy Line was recognised as highly commended in the categories of Station of the Year, Railway of the Year and Innovation of the Year for their newly established peer support group. The East Anglian Line's Hannah Jury took home the top prize of Rising Star, an award designed for those relatively new to the industry but already making their mark. General Manager Graham Huckins said, "It is wonderful that Hannah's progress and hard work has been recognised on a national stage. Her award is very well deserved. We are also delighted to have been highly commended in a further three categories, including Railway of the Year." The awards attracted a record number of entries this year, and it was clear from the ceremony that the standard was exceptionally high. So this is a real accolade for our fantastic team of volunteers and staff.
The first tests for carbon capture and storage in the UK are taking place off the coast of East Anglia. Oil and gas company Perenco has begun the country's first carbon dioxide injection test for carbon capture and storage in the southern North Sea. The test involves CO2 being injected into a depleted natural gas reservoir in the Leman gas field, located 30 miles off the coast of Great Yarmouth. Carbon capture and storage prevents carbon dioxide produced by industry from being released into the atmosphere by capturing and storing it underground. The tests follow the government's pledge to spend £22 billion on carbon capture technology to help meet its target to reach net zero by 2050, with the goal of no longer adding to the total amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. The field is connected to the Bacton Gas Terminal in North Norfolk, where there are plans to transform the site into a hydrogen gas and carbon capture and storage facility. Initial CO2 injection rates will be in the region of 1.5 million tonnes per annum, or MTPA, ramping up to more than 10 MTPA by 2034 and peaking at up to 40 MTPA over a 40-year period.
Norwich City Council has praised the benefits of its apprenticeships. The authority says that since 2018, more than 18 apprenticeships have been completed across a range of disciplines, including business administration, civil engineering, procurement, accountancy, HR, software development and customer service. The council also boasts a 72% retention rate, meaning that the majority of apprentices choose to stay on and progress within the authority after completing their course. This mirrors the national picture, with studies showing 80% of employers report higher staff retention due to apprenticeships, and 92% of employers see a boost in workforce motivation and satisfaction. Leader of Norwich City Council, Mike Stonard, said, "As a council, we are very proud of our apprentices and the work they do for us. Not only do apprenticeships offer fantastic opportunities for young people in the local area to kickstart their careers, but it is also a way for our established members of staff to retrain in other disciplines, should they wish to."
And in our final news story for this week, two black-footed penguin chicks have hatched at Banham Zoo. The zoo announced the arrival of the critically endangered chicks, named Pudding and Humbug, as part of their conservation efforts. Pudding was born on December the 20th, with Humbug following on December the 25th, 2024. The chicks are said to be thriving under the care of their parents, Bob and Zulika, with the zoo staff keeping a close watch on their progress. Deborah Harris, animal manager at Banham Zoo, said, "It's wonderful to have two penguin chicks here at the zoo. The African penguin is critically endangered in the wild, which makes this even more special as we try to help ensure the survival of their wild counterparts with the captive population. At present, only 10,000 breeding pairs of African penguins are believed to be left in the wild."
We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. As some of our listeners are now using smart speaker devices such as Alexa, you can listen to Chatterbox using these. If you haven't used the device before, say, "Alexa, enable talking newspaper skill." You can then say, "Alexa, play Chatterbox," or "Alexa, play Chatterbox, just talk." Full instructions for enabling an Alexa are on the Chatterbox website under Other Ways of Listening.
So there we are, and our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. If you'd like to let us know anything about the items you've heard today, or if you're planning on coming to the AGM on the 12th of March, do give us a call and leave us your name on 01603 765 365. Once again, that's Norwich 765 365. Or you can send us an email at contact@cbtn.org.uk. Now, don't forget there's an edition of Chat Around to follow, so keep listening for that. But for now, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. And from us, John and Jill, it's goodbye.